107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Pentagon has confirmed that several troops were injured in a rocket attack on U.S. and coalition forces on the Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq. Stocks had their worst day in years, closing down over 1,000 points. Economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Stock prices are down, but they're still up 15% from where they were a year ago. House prices are at record highs. So for most people, the economy is doing very well, and I don't think recession is likely.
The sell-off started on Friday after a disappointing July job report. The United Nations is firing up to 9 members of its Palestinian Relief Agency. An internal investigation found they may have been involved in the October 7th Hamas-led attack on Israel. At least 4 deaths are now blamed on what was Hurricane Debby. It's now a tropical storm. Vice President Harris expected to announce her running mate selection by tomorrow. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator J.D. Vance is expected to campaign in Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day as Vice President Kamala Harris. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming tells Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee that Donald Trump's running mate will hold an event to compete with the vice president, who is expected to choose her running mate tomorrow. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin is at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution August 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. FEMA housing inspectors arrived in St. Louis County over the weekend to begin assessing the needs of area residents following the extensive floods earlier this year. According to county officials, the flooding over the month of June qualified as a presidentially declared disaster, meaning county residents will have access to federal assistance for things like temporary housing, repairs, and loans to cover uninsured property loss. Residents can still be added to the list for FEMA inspections at disasterassistance.gov. City of Duluth officials say they're looking for the next generation of election judges to ensure their elections continue to be held smoothly and securely. According to a Northern News Now report, city officials say they have plenty of election judges right now with around 300 to 400 for 35 polling locations, but they're looking to get younger generations involved to maintain that number long term. Election judges help to pass out ballots and address technical issues, and the city offers training for the new volunteers. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place of losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that mid-air collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field, and I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms this evening with pockets of heavy rain. Rain diminishing overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low close to 60. Early clouds to start off tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon and pleasant. Highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. t-shirt in Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangent with Luke Mathers, and we'll discuss the new Democratic vice presidential candidate. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a happier, happy hour. Dama, creepy tour, the vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance. He's been drafted to, what, go stalk Kamala all across the country, and Kamala's come to our backyard.
Apparently, call that bird dogging, perhaps, the bird dog tour?
Normally, they don't make the vice president do it. Normally, it's like an intern or a staffer.
Yeah, he's like a coffee boy. He's kind of like those things to Donald Trump. Because it's not about Donald Trump. Trump's not doing that. Send the bearded guy, man. The beard ambition tour. He'll go do it.
How do you think he's transporting? I mean, she gets Air Force too, right? She's got a governmental plan. She'll be flying out there. What sort of transport do you think JD gets? Because
Enterprise.
Wherever she's going, he's going. So she's going to Philadelphia, and he's going to Philadelphia. And she's coming to Eau Claire on Wednesday, and Crudy will be there. But so will J.D. Vance. And they've
well, then
got
she's also going to Detroit on Wednesday after Eau Claire. Is J.D. Vance going to, what, hitch a ride?
I don't know. Can he get on the Greyhound from here to there?
I mean, he won't get there in time.
Maybe take the Manitowoc Ferry across? But, I mean, are they going to fly this guy commercial, or do they have, like, a Trump Force 2?
You know, maybe Harlan Crow's got a little spot in his plane. If, you know, if Clarence Thomas isn't going to be on it, he'll let the bearded man be on it.
Of course, the newest breaking headlines is there are more trips that Clarence Thomas has failed to disclose on his federal disclosures. That doesn't help your case, Mr. Thomas. That's out there. And we talked about the fact, Chutkin, the January 6th, the Trump mini trials that could go forward. Our earlier guest, fine one indeed, Matt Flynn, thought, you know, that might be the best chance we get at getting evidence onto the record for the American people. Unless, of course, you all go out and vote for Kamala Harris. And when Kamala Harris becomes the president, it will
then
be...
Then the trial continues, baby.
Oh,
then
we'll, they all continue. You know, then it's game continue. On. Then it's game on. So, I mean, you've got to sense this sense of desperation. Donald Trump thought he was running away with this race. He was so full of hubris, he picked J.D. Vance as his running mate. That weirdo.
The bearded lady?
So J.D. Vance coming to Eau Claire about 1 o'clock. I do have a location, Dom, if you're looking for it.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Sure.
Is the Hooters still open in Eau Claire? I mean, I would assume the Hooters. No, not the Hooters.
I went up to Chippewa Falls recently for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Last time I was in Eau Claire proper, I believe earlier in the spring, I think I went to the Pablo Center and then stayed at the Oxbow, which is my intent again, Dom. Because you won't be there, so I'm getting a good hotel.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say,
it's not exactly the circus of Eau Claire. It's very tasteful.
Nothing is.
Really, nothing is. 844-967-2789. And we're down to, apparently, depending on whose reporting you believe, two choices. Kamala Harris is down to two, and they are Tim Walz, who Dom has said he's got some affinity for. If he had to choose, you'd pick Walz, right?
Well, I mean, only because you're picking Shapiro, and you're going to be wrong, so I'm taking Walz.
I've only been... You absolutely know the logic behind my choice of Shapiro because of where they're rolling him out. I was just trying to reverse engineer.
And I got you, man.
I think I'm close to being right. We'll see if I'm fully vindicated.
But your own historical analysis of vice presidential picks would indicate that statistically, most often the vice presidential nominees are not rolled out in their home state.
But I said,
so
this
you're going
time
against
it would
your
be.
Own research. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Sometimes you got to go out, you know, on a plank, Dom. You got to walk that plank. And I walked that plank all the way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and said, they're not going to roll out the governor of Minnesota in Philly. He'd get booed. Have you ever been to Philly? That's a rough crowd.
Didn't they throw batteries
at
Santa Claus?
I mean, I think they mostly threw batteries and snowballs at, you know, their own team, the Eagles, but... That's a rough crowd. So it wouldn't be quite fair to roll anyone other than Shapiro out. And we know our friend Matt Flynn thinks Shapiro is the choice. Yeah. And I've only said that just based on geographic location of the first rollout. But Tim Walz, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, that ain't far.
Right. It's kind of right there. It's not too far. Same
that's
market,
not
right?
Far. That's not far. That's sort of a... Well, it's not exactly across the river, but that's damn near Minneapolis TV market.
You know, some of the grievances against Shapiro, his stance on against the protesters that were protesting, you know, the situation in Gaza, and himself being Jewish, notwithstanding that fact, but the fact that he was apparently harsh, a little rough on some of those protesters, and his acceptance of the school voucher, you know, kind of philosophy. Do you think, and I don't know, my understanding, neither of those situations occurred with Walz, but Matt seems to discount those. Yeah, well, whatever. It's not like the teachers union isn't going to vote for Kamala Harris because of that, and whether they're going to go for Trump. Do you think there's any headwind for Shapiro in that regard?
Sure. Well, the fact that Fetterman actually apparently has been opposing this guy's candidacy as the VP pick, and he's the senator from his state. Well, I would call that a headwind. Certainly, I'm sure the teachers union has had some say or at least had some information they put into Kamala's ear and her team. I mean, former Attorney General Eric Holder is the guy doing the vetting. And he's a very intelligent guy. I mean, very thorough. This guy was a corporate lawyer before he was the Attorney General of the United States. That guy knew Shady since way back. Right. But Eric Holder, you know, he's the sort of guy that knows where some of the skeletons are buried in this world. And I would say, you know, if there are skeletons buried, their opposition research has been done. Even Kamala Harris's own husband, Doug Imhoff, has had to come out and make a confession that apparently he had an affair during his first marriage, not when married to Kamala Harris, but... had an affair with the nanny, and there might have been a pregnancy there.
No.
Oh, the right is running all over
with
that. I know.
Right,
so ironic.
With three baby mamas and like eight kids, and what? Come on, man. The guy's got. But you can't look for any sort of consistency with any of these megas, man. This doesn't matter.
Well, you know, of course, matter. It's not even home the candidate.
From frickin' Russia, and Trump goes out, mega goes out and congratulates Russia for what? Working one over on the U.S.? And then it says, well, aren't we encouraging this? Well, I don't know, man. The way you say that, Trump, it's almost like you're encouraging your buddy Putin to continue to do that. The stock market goes up, they don't say a word. Stock market goes down, oh, it's the Kamala crash. You know, you can't, there's zero consistency from any of these megas on any issue, period.
I agree, but you remember what it was like. You know that, depending on your point of view, if you are the righty-whitey talk radio host, you're looking through your prism. You're looking for stories that favor your point of view. You're not accentuating, you know, the stuff that's going to make CJ go home and cry in his pillow tonight. You don't want to bring that up. In fact, specifically, if you'll recall, after Joe Biden was declared the winner of the election, the ratings in Milwaukee on Righty Whitey Talk Radio dumped, like cut in half. But once they started claiming it was a rigged election and it was stolen from them.
Yeah, maybe money getting made. Oh, people want to hear that.
They got big ratings. Big ratings. So, you know, ultimately, I think when there are mouthpieces there to say whatever they need to say on behalf of these candidates. But I think there is a sense amongst the right, and I've heard it on right-wing talk radio, they get the fact that this is a changed race. And whatever their assumptions were, that it was going to be all about crushing Joe Biden, well, that's out the window. And I think some are starting to admit Kamala Harris has kind of got this guy rattled. Donald Trump is a little bit rattled. He has lost all discipline of his campaign.
He canceled the September 10th ABC debate, man. He's not showing up. He called it. I'm not doing that. I have litigation with George Stephanopoulos. Terrible network. What, you didn't have that before? I mean, what are you talking about? He's running scared, and the Harris campaign is taking full advantage of it. And Harris will show up, and if Trump doesn't, she'll get that time free, baby. Knock yourself out.
There are other headlines to press, but let me ask you a question. One of the other criticisms, Harris has not done any interviews yet. It's been a couple of weeks. At what point does she have to do her sit down with Lester Holt or George Stephanopoulos or Fox News? When does she start doing sit downs?
After the DNC.
After, you know, the DNC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ride that wave. She has no obligation to do any of that right now. You know, Joe is the president, this administration. She's out figuring her thing out, doing her campaigning. She's going to roll out her VP pick. You know, before you know it, we're going to be at the DNC somewhere around then. No, I mean, why wreck it? You know what I mean? Let this ride this wave for a while, Trump. Why give them anything? What did Trump say? Oh, we already know everything about her. You know everything about me. Why should I bother debating? Well, I guess if you know everything, you don't need to worry about an interview with Lester Holt. Now, do you, Trump?
Well,
so,
Trump
no,
said
you
just...
let them fester. Let them roll. Let them just get... Let them start screaming from the rooftops. When's Kamala going to go on an interview? Let them... You know what? Take your time. Do your thing. Focus on the campaign. And then she'll knock it out of the park whenever she decides to do that.
Well, Trump can't claim he knows everything about her. Just last week, he admitted didn't know she was black.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a pretty big fact.
Well, he thought she was according to him, she was always Indian, and now she's black. She took a turn. Like, what? Yeah. And then what? Then his sycophants get out there and keep repeating the same racist tropes.
You know, Trump's been on a spiral since about 20 minutes into his RNC speech. Come back, yeah. More devils.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back. Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. Talk or text. Let us know your thoughts at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I found the perfect descriptor. He's not the Cheeto Jesus. This is Fat Elvis Trump. Fat Elvis Trump.
Fat Elvis.
I hate to give it to Charlie Sykes. I hate to acknowledge the man. He so disastrous for the politics in the state of Wisconsin, doing righty whitey talk radio for like 26 years. Now he gets to cash those big old MSNBC checks, right? But I gotta give him his props today, Dom. here is what he said. MSNBC panelists couldn't help but chuckle Monday afternoon after the bulwarks Charlie Sykes identified former President Donald Trump as being in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. Looks fatter all the time, doesn't he? And old.
He doesn't look great. He looks really old these days.
Former Senator Claire McCaskill praised Sykes' comment on Monday morning, which started the network off. I've got to give a shout out to my friend Charlie Sykes, McCaskill said, of the top of the Nicole Wallace show. I spit coffee over the weekend when I saw how he referred to Trump, that Trump is in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. I feel like that's mean to Elvis, shouted Wallace. I mean, I love that, McCaskill continued. And by the way, Fat Elvis is worried, and so is the weirdo he picked as his running mate. McCaskill pointed out that the Democratic field is pretty damn good, and Vice President Kamala Harris doesn't have any bad choices. Sykes explained that the rally over the weekend was revealing. We can talk about, you know, what his strategy was and what he intended to do, but I also think, you know, the other thing was the complete lack of impulse control, explained Sykes Monday morning. You know, as Mike Barnicle says, this is a deeply damaged man who is really sort of, you know, once again in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. I thought it was very revealing that he's going back to when he came down the golden elevator in 2015. Well, you recall when Sykes referenced it. This man is relitigating his original playbook because that's what he's got. I think that's what my takeaway from all of this was. He keeps going back to things that he thinks works, said Sykes about Trump turning birtherism into anti-Harris racism. That was one of his efforts over the weekend. And on Monday afternoon, Sykes explained that one of the more interesting things in unfolding in the GOP is that it has been purging its bench. He noted there have been many good candidates over the years, but that they've been shoved out after clashing with Trump. Yeah, clear that bench. Who needs a farm club?
We don't need anybody. I mean, Donald Trump is the only one that can fix it. Donald Trump for president, Donald Trump for vice president, Donald Trump for Speaker of the House, Donald Trump for everything. I mean, if you believe what the Trumpsters and the MAGAs believe, Donald Trump is the only capable human being that can do anything that the Republicans need done. It is only and can only be Donald Trump.
I can't wait till he starts coming out in white rhinestones. Fat Elvis. Oh, Dom. I've got to tell you, I haven't independently verified the veracity of this, but the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, usually they're pretty good because they want people like me to press forward with these details. And they describe Derek Van Orden's weird weekend. Yes, I what like. Here is what they.
Did they release the video?
The video has been released. Dom.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, Derek Van Orden, former Navy SEAL drunkard from Wisconsin, at least representing Wisconsin, claimed that he was a victim
hip-checked.
Of political violence. But no, political violence. That's what he called it. Yeah, they sicked the cops on like a 100-pound lady he was trying to cut in front of and sat her ass in jail for 15 hours while this guy was saying, oh, it was political violence. And now they've released the videos. Tell me more.
Dateline, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. And there's more than just the videos, Dom. More new, fresh outrage, new accusations. We'll get to them as soon as possible. Here's your breaking news. Rested and rejuvenated after his first week of summer vacation, Derek Van Orden spent the weekend doing what he does best, hiding from his constituents, acting weird, and making headlines for all the wrong reasons. New headlines. Now, Derek Van Orden is no stranger to bad press, and the headlines just keep piling up. On Saturday morning, WISN-TV obtained police body camera footage showing Van Orden appears to have lied about being the victim of assault during the RNC.
So it wasn't political violence?
Van Orden should have known that the camera doesn't lie. The alleged political violence turned out to be nothing more than someone stepping in front of him in line. Hardly worth throwing a fit over. Undeterred.
Have you met Van Orden?
Here's the more, Dom. Undeterred.
Worth throwing a fit over.
Derek Van Orden, who so far refused to comment on the Milwaukee incident, turned to bizarre and childish taunts in Prairie du Chien, stopping by the Democratic Party of Crawford County's office outside of regular hours and acting surprised when there was no welcome party to greet him. Van Orden deposited two whole yard signs, buttons with his face on them, and a note before scuttling off to the safety of his own supporters, all the while continuing to duck his own constituents and the campaign promises he failed to deliver. Here's a statement from the Democratic Party Crawford County Chair Dale Clemmie. Let me spell it out for him. We don't want your yard signs, and these stunts are getting weird. It's bad enough that Derek Van Orden embarrasses himself in our state on a regular basis, ignoring his responsibilities to play immature games. It's just sad. So you get that? He showed up at the Democratic Party office after hours and starts jamming his own campaign buttons in and writes him a little note and then puts a couple of his yard signs there. What a cool cat.
What a weirdo. And a liar. I mean, let's just say this. He literally had a citizen of this country thrown into jail, at least holding, for 15 hours because he untruthfully complained to the police in Milwaukee during the RNC that he was a victim of political violence. That's this guy. I mean, yeah, of course he's shoving yard signs into the door, man. I'm surprised he's not leaving a deuce and lighting it on fire.
I don't think he's jumped that shark quite yet.
Yeah.
We are the Devil's Advocates. It is not the Fat Elvis phase of our careers. We're thinking more of Trump.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Mitchell was held down by four Hyatt employees after an incident at the hotel. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors said they were waiting for autopsy results before making a decision. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Rice Lake native Kenny Bednarik raced in the 100-meter dash at the Paris Olympics over the weekend, falling short of coming away with his first medal in the event. Bednarik finished 7th with a time of 9.88 seconds on Sunday, with USA teammates Noah Lyles and Fred Curley coming away with the gold and bronze, respectively. Bednarik is scheduled to race in the first round of the 200-meter dash on Monday. He took the silver medal in the event during the 2020 Olympic Games. A formerly empty downtown Hayward parking lot has been transformed into a hub for community gathering. According to a Northern News Now report, the parking lot on the corner of Kansas Avenue and West 3rd Street is now filled with vendors, food trucks, and even live music after it's purchased by a local business owner. The former parking lot is now known as The Lot, and owner Ariana Johnson says she's hoping it will give new local businesses a place to get on their feet and serve as a relaxed spot for the community to gather. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. People worldwide are watching more colored television than ever. Netflix, for the first time ever, reported that all 10 of their top shows pulled in over 1 billion minutes viewed. Variety reports that during the week of July 1st, streaming platforms recorded over 313 billion viewing minutes over various platforms. That is the most streaming consumption ever for a single week. The Nielsen Company started its top 10 list in 2020. Fans of Britney Spears have a new biopic to look forward to. People magazine reports the film will be based on her 2023 memoir called The Woman in Me. You remember that book that came out where Spears looks surprised that she's topless on the cover? That sneaky photog. The film will be produced by Mark Platt, who also produced La La Land. Variety reported that Universal won the rights to the film project and has access to Spears' entire music catalog. Hopefully, they won't use it in the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms this evening with pockets of heavy rain. Rain diminishing overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low close to 60. Early clouds to start off tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon and pleasant. Highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Christina Laurie has some stories about Wisconsin athletes competing in Paris. And Sherita Booker reviews last week's popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. Your participation, Well, it's not quite mandatory, but if we could make it so, we would at 844-967-2789. Just it's
strongly, strongly encouraged.
It is absolutely strongly encouraged. It's a phone line. It's a text line. And yes, sir. Yes.
I was just kind of reflecting on this concept that former right-wing talk radio host Charlie Sykes talked about, President Trump being in the fat Elvis stage of his career. I'm thinking, I had to look it up. Elvis was 42 years old when he died, man. Trump's almost twice the age of fat Elvis, man. I appreciate, but damn, that's not even close, man. 42? Hell, we're older than Elvis when he died. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Trump's almost twice his age.
Yes. I went immediately to, wasn't Lisa Marie like 14 when Elvis started dating her?
I don't know, man.
At least it wasn't his daughter, right?
Or cousin or something. You know, what are you going to do? Elvis, 42 years old when he died. Donald Trump in the Elvis, fat Elvis stage of his career. Shake those hips. You know, he does the dance, man. You know, he's trying to do the Elvis thing.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I kind of keyed into my mind the old Fat Albert song rather than Fat. I actually put something on Facebook and I put Fat Elvis rather than Fat Donald, but it is just something else that the man is going to sing the same old, play the same old song for us he did last time. That stolen elections. You know, Brian Schimming and the rest of his criminal gang here in this state, you know, who are probably aware of, if not involved in the whole fake electors thing, which we should be calling
well, that's
out
more
every
than just
every single time.
That's more than just implied. It was part of the data release with the settlement Forward Law had with, what, Cheeseboro and the fake electors, everyone else, the civil suit. We've seen all sorts of emails that tie Brian Schimming in all the way back to the January 6th. He at least knew the conspiracy was going on.
And his duty was to the state of Wisconsin is to actually expose the criminal enterprise that happened. I mean, your duty is, if you ever had a sworn office to, and I don't know if he ever has, but I mean, anybody.
Well, I don't know about Brian Schimming, but I would say U.S. Senator Ron Johnson might have had some obligation under law.
And ethically, at least, Schimming should have said something. I mean, that these guys are trying to run as you know, the party of moral certainty and moral yeah. values and all that. Where the hell is their actual application?
I think they gave up on that. I mean, Mark, it can't possibly be the case. I mean, look at who their candidate is. You know what I mean? You can't tell me you're running on
what a quaint notion.
Morals, right? That's so cute, Mark.
Yeah, Heaven forbid, I'm 66 year old now, and I still expect something from our politicians. And I guess I'll continue to do that until the day I die. But I mean,
well,
we actually,
man,
I was supposed to
Mark, how does it feel to want, man?
Yeah, it's you know that it is just pretty disgusting, and these guys should just be called out to it all the time by the media.
All the time. I mean, yep. Absolutely, Mark. And thanks for the call, man. Hate to cut you short. 844-967-2789. They got to be called out all the time, but they don't have. There's no shame, right? So you can't call them on the hypocrisy. You can't call them on the lies, because well, you know, I was just talking. You can't take everything that Donald Trump says word for word. You know, you gotta understand what he really is trying to communicate. Apparently, everything's up for interpretation. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Crudy, Lisa Marie Presley was the daughter. She's the daughter, and Priscilla Presley was the wife.
How old was she?
I think she's still with us, Priscilla Presley. Wasn't she the one in
Naked Gun? Nice beaver. Thanks.
I just had it stuffed. Right. Oh, Priscilla Presley.
844?
79 years old. Still with us.
How old?
79.
844-967-2789. Just about getting old enough to be a Republican presidential candidate.
Getting up there.
Wisco Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Great show today. Bringing up a lot of good topics. Boy, that Thomas is just corrupt. It's actually
more than him.
It'd be bad anyway, but if it was only him, but it's more than just him. Hey,
But he's the worst example of it, Wisco. He's taken over $4 billion.
Right. I mean,
the rest of them took like $400,000 combined amongst eight justices.
I mean, if you're going to do it, Paulie, may as well go the limit, because what's the downside? What are they going to do? Fire you?
No, there is no downside.
Right, man. That's what I'm saying. Cash all the money, take all the checks. I mean, if that's how it's going to be, you may as well be brazen about it. Hey, I'm Clarence Thomas. Pay me and F you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, nothing, because his wife's involved in J6, but oh, my goodness. You start thinking about this and the whole Supreme Court. Yeah, they're not going to do anything. So that's very sad. Hey, I got to get into a little bit of a up note here. It was nice to hear Matt Flynn today. A lot of good things to say. And I really feel in my heart of hearts that Kamala is going to take Shapiro from Pennsylvania for the simple reason. And Crudy, you and me have talked about a little bit. And hey, I hate to admit it, Crudy might be right again.
it happens every once in a while, man.
Yeah. Well, it's been happening quite a bit lately. That's kind of spooky. But anyway, the election comes to Pennsylvania, and if he can help her win Pennsylvania, we'll never have to hear about Trump again. Boy, wouldn't that be something? He'll probably end up in the slammer or very close to it, because the truth will finally come out. So that's my take on that. Pennsylvania, you're for sure. Well, there's nothing for sure, but Wisconsin and Michigan should go on Kamala's side. So that's my take today. And great show. And the Thomas thing really bothers me. It really does.
Wait. I'm sorry, Wisco. I got momentarily distracted. Did you give us your VP pick?
Yeah. Well, I guess you did get a little. Same as you.
It's Shapiro, man.
Yeah. I was even.
I just wanted to hear you say it twice, Wisco. I like when I'm right.
Thank you for the call, Wisco. Crudy just wanted to hear it again.
I was distracted. Tell me how great I was and right I was, Wisco. Say it one more time for me.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Call back tomorrow, Wisco. Thank you for your input. 844-967-2789.
Dare we? CJ, you've been relatively patient. Welcome back, man.
Hey, CJ, happy Monday, man. What do you got for us?
Happy Monday, gentlemen. I'm just wondering when you guys are going to discuss Kamala's record and how many things she's going to have to flip-flop.
Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
Pronounce it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Say comma.
Kamala.
Kamala. There you go. Thank you.
All right, cool. But you know, she's, there's going to be so many things that she's going to flip flop on that is going to be.
Has Trump ever flip flopped on anything, CJ, in your opinion?
Everything, dude.
Everything. Let me rephrase the question, for maybe a shorter answer. What has Donald Trump not flip flopped on?
The border.
Who paid for the border, CJ?
Mexico was going to pay for it, right? Mexico paid for it then? We've sealed the border and Mexico paid for it?
Dom, who's the border czar?
Well, I know you're going to say the border czar is, but you're talking about the hypocrisy and flip-flopping, right? So I'm just asking you, for a basis of our argument and discussion, if flip-flopping is a thing for you, or you know, people saying things that don't come to fruition, perhaps you would have some observations of some of that happening on your side with like Donald Trump and Mexico paying for the wall.
No, can I give her? I mean, we're talking about this present record, this president and administration. I can list you a bunch of flip-flops if you want to actually talk about her record, our current vice president,
No, I understand your point, CJ, but my point in bringing it up to you is that if you're going to bring out flip-flops and whatever you may have, agree or not agree, before we even talk about it, I want to set the basis of our discussion and recognize that perhaps you observe that there's some flip-flopping on your side. And if you're going to be critical about someone else flip-flopping, certainly you would be open enough to be critical about flip-flopping on your side, right?
Fine, but I can give you examples of her flip-flops. Can you give me examples of his?
Well, sure. That's where I would step in and actually throw my memory at it. But so, CJ, your point is what? That Kamala doesn't have the extensive record of success that Donald Trump brought to office? I mean, all of his prior credentials.
Not even close. And has she answered one question other than a teleprompter? I mean, it's like the Joe Biden. I mean, they're going to hide her in the basement, too.
Man, do you just go straight to Fox News Digital for your talking points? I see that is literally the headline over there. She's following the Joe Biden hide in the basement campaign. What happens if she comes out and she does every interview and she, in fact, debates Trump and she whoops his ass, CJ? Because she ain't afraid and she's not old and decrepit. And you know what else she's not? She's not a felon. And she's not a rapist. And she's not a fraudster. You know, those things start to wear on your character when they're proven in a court of law with evidence. And I can say all those things accurately about your candidate. And when you got to go debate a sharp lady with her law degree, a lady that on the Judiciary Committee made Kavanaugh cry, dude, Trump's going to be worse than Fat Elvis. He's going to crap his Depends right there on the stage.
Hey, CJ, Donald Trump has canceled the September 10th ABC debate. I'm wondering, why do you think that is? And do you
is that a flip-flop? Anywhere, anytime, any place? I think that was his statement. I think they're selling T-shirts that say that at the Trump rallies.
So why do you think Donald Trump doesn't want to debate on ABC?
I hope he does, but I believe that he made the deal with President Biden and not her.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay, whatever.
He made the deal with ABC with whoever the candidates would be who were qualified. Did you read the contract, dude? Listen, CJ, it's not true. He didn't make a deal specifically with Joe Biden. He made the deal with ABC. Do you hear what I'm telling you, man? Do you hear what the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you hear me, CJ? He did not make a deal with Biden. You got it, right? So why does Trump not want to debate Kamala Harris, in your opinion?
I can't wait till it happens. He's going to debate her. She's the one in hiding. You know, this is going to be like Mandela Barnes, guys. This is going to be like Mandela Barnes when people find out her record and she's trying to run away from it and hide.
What do you think her biggest liability is, CJ, from a Republican standpoint? What are you going to come at? Because Trump's been coming out with all sorts of things that aren't sticking. So he's just being weird about it, CJ. What do you think is her biggest headwind to the MAGAs?
For the MAGAs, I would say the border is easy, but the world is on fire, and she dissed our greatest ally, Israel.
No, she met with Netanyahu. You know that that's inaccurate. CJ, you know that she had an individual meeting with Netanyahu.
No, and he said he dissed. He can meet with someone and still diss them because, you know, she's dissing. According to CJ, he was in the room. He knows.
You know who else was not at that joint session of Congress? Senator J.D. Vance, the vice presidential pick under Trump.
Oh, what?
And I'm not clear that J.D. Vance got a private meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, but Kamala Harris did. So, you know, it's disingenuous when they say it. It's disingenuous.
Well, because they can't. There's nothing great about Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. There's nothing to push. There's no support. There's no reason to go out and vote for Donald Trump.
Just give him all your monies. That's all he wants.
And your vote.
But mostly your money.
That's it.
More Devils.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, you know I'm a Pete Buttigieg guy because Scott Ross told me to be a Pete Buttigieg guy. I agreed with this logic, though. But I have been reverse engineering because the rollout the VP rally starts in Philly tomorrow night. And we understand we might find out as soon as this evening who Kamala Harris has picked. Apparently, they've offered. The presidential nominee offered. Very hard to say with all the VP stuff going around.
Right.
She's the VP, but she's the top of the ticket, and she's picking her VP. And the pick is probably Josh Shapiro, I say. Just want you all to remember when I'm right once again. 63% of the time, right all the time. The only part I was wrong about, everything else. I was right about Eau Claire. I'm soon to be vindicated on Josh Shapiro as her pick. The only part I didn't know is they would double up rally days. She's coming to Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day she will also appear in Detroit. I thought maybe a Thursday rally.
And if you're wrong,
better on Hump Day for me anyways.
If you're wrong, and it's not Shapiro, it's Walls, then you're going to stop, you know, making guesses and prognosticating.
Oh, absolutely not.
Forevermore.
who do you think kept the bookies in business in college now?
That was yesterday's lineup. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of callers waiting. Let's get to them. Fred from Cottage Grove, you are up. Welcome, Fred. What do you got?
Hey, Fred.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just a little thing for the border.
Yes, sir.
There was an ad this morning on the Olympics from Megas about Kamala, and it showed about the border crossing, and it showed a bunch of immigrants climbing Trump's wall. Of all the ironic things about, they're complaining about immigrants coming in the United States. Well, they're climbing over his wall. I mean, what the heck?
It would be the highest, most impenetrable wall of all time, and Mexico will pay for it.
Exactly. But why would they Why would they put that in a video of them climbing Trump's wall? I mean, it's absolutely, it's not Kamala's problem. I mean, well, it's all of our.
I'm sorry, what happened there? So if I understood Fred, he was saying that it was an anti-Kamala ad, and they had immigrants climbing Trump's wall. And anyways, I'll have to see it, Fred. I've been watching some of the Olympics, but I haven't seen it all. 844-967-2789. Boz calling from Star Prairie, Wisconsin. He says, Star Prairie. Welcome, Boz. What do you got for us?
Hey, well, I just want to go against your pick here. I live just across the border from Minnesota. The first guy I ever voted for in 1968 was Eugene McCarthy, a Minnesotan. Anyway, this Walsh guy is unreal. If you haven't seen his videos, which you probably have, he's the guy. I mean, you're talking about a teacher, hunter, military coach. He can respond to anything. He's got the rural thing. You know, he covers 50 states. This guy from Pennsylvania maybe has one state. Nobody's proven to me that he can get Pennsylvania. And why can't he just support and be out there to get Pennsylvania if he's governor?
Well, one must presume all of these candidates, whether or not they are the chosen one or not, better be out there surrogating in their respective states, including Tony Evers here in Wisconsin, Boz.
Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
I'm an old timer, so I remember back, I wasn't alive, but when Roosevelt chose his, was going for his unprecedented third term, he said, you know, the party wanted him to choose another conservative like John Garner from Texas, who actually ran against him in his third term. He chose Wallace, former Republican who was Secretary of Agriculture, did all this incredible stuff, and he says, I'm not going to run if I don't have a liberal. I think that's where we're at right now. I really do. I think that this is not a time that one state is going to decide the thing. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Real quick, Boz, Star Prairie, are you listening on 1260 AM Lake Air out of Amory?
Yes.
See? I am. Excellent. You have excellent taste in afternoon radio listenership. Don't be a stranger, Boz. Join us more often, man.
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Boz. Appreciate it, man.
I always appreciate an intelligent listener that can offer some context on. But I don't like when you start going to McGovern. Kind of reminds me of Mondale. You know, when you go with those Minnesota guys, I don't remember a President Mondale or McGovern. Do you?
Yeah, it's weird how that works. But Boz has a good point, and that's why it's going to be it'll be a great contrast, regardless of who Harris picks, because look at the other side. Don't compare him to the almighty. Compare him to the alternative. You got Trump, and everyone knows Trump. And then there's, what's his name? The weird cat lady guy?
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. J.D. Vance, if that's your real name.
Cat lady or couch lover, were you saying? Thank you all for listening. Thank you.
A love seat? That's a new way to think about a love seat, man.
He's got a sectional in the basement. You know he does. Folks, thank you all for listening. Thank you to our good friend Matt Flynn for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll know that Crudy is totally vindicated.
Or not.
Or not.
But he'll be fine either way.
I will probably be fine either way. Probably. We'll see. I might be a little bitter. Might be a little butthurt. Never can tell. I could go either way. I'm volatile like the markets.
Yeah.
I would short Crudy on a good day. Thank you all for listening, Rich. Thank you for what you do as well.
Thank you, Rich.
We'll talk about the new VP pick and why he's the greatest candidate, Josh Shapiro, that is, once she selects him and then brings him to town for all to meet. Special event on Wednesday, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'll introduce you to the new VP pick of Kamala Harris. That's it. We're done. Go home now. No, you can keep listening. Just, we're done.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.